So Bill Burr did, I host Bobby Kelly's show at the Comedy Cellar, and he did that set, and I was the only woman and white woman on the show. So he just rips into white women, and then he's like, give it up for Gabby or whatever. And I got back up, and I'm like, fuck you, Bill. You just buried me for the rest of the show. The time it turns 11-11, I'm always like, I want to fall in love this year.
You're like, please.
It's like the most basic wish.
Please, God, I can't. I'm like,
I hope I find my soulmate this year. Just dead serious in my head.
So we were at the comedy show,
yeah,
and we saw you with Ryan Maher. It was actually really good.
Actually, fun fact about that show, I was also brutally hungover.
Uh-huh. When aren't you?
I pretty much drink 24/7.
Yeah, I'm a bad alcoholic.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, and welcome to the MCM podcast number 22. My name is Max.
And my name is JR.
And that is one of the sexiest mustaches I've ever seen.
Yes, much better than the one you have.
How long did that take you to grow that, buddy?
It took me like 5 minutes to figure out how to peel it off of the piece of paper, so I'd say about 5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, and you actually never Venmo'd me for buying that, you fuck, on Amazon. I mean, I've been growing mine. I had a beard before this, Mighty Beard.
Yeah.
Shaved it. I don't know why I didn't just keep the beard all week.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I shaved it like earlier in the week, and then I had to make up an excuse as to why I had it.
Yeah.
Because every person either felt uncomfortable around me, which usually happens anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either like someone called me French.
Yeah, you don't look
Would you
French
give
at all.
Me that?
No, terrible.
No?
No, I'm not wrong. Even remotely. No.
And then someone came up to me and was like, dude, you're sporting Movember. I was like, that's awesome. What is that?
That was me. I told him that.
No, there was someone else in my work that said that too. You're a fucking liar. No, you're fucking lying. All right, anyways, it's for prostate cancer awareness. Awesome cause. I mean, this mustache, dude, I don't think I can go anywhere near like any local schools around here.
Yeah, there's a huge stigma against like mustaches. It's
fucking weird, dude. I'm not gonna say that we need to get rid of the stigmatism for like mustaches and, you know, sex offenders, but you know, why can't you rock this and either, you know, look for the 70s porn like look, you know what I'm saying?
I have so many thoughts, so just put a pin in that.
This is
our guest. We're interrupting our intro.
Yeah, Gabby.
Disgraceful.
You know what?
Get out of here. We got canceled.
10 a.m. We begged you to be here, but...
Listen, you can't just start talking and then me having to sit here silently.
Gabby just
talking about mustaches, which is something I'm a savant in knowing about.
All right, this is our guest, Gabby Bryan. Talk about mustaches, please.
Hi. First of all, hi.
Yes.
No.
No, you know what, Gabby? You come in 5 minutes,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. So Gabby has such a huge background. She's not only a fellow podcaster like us, but she's a stand-up comedian as well. And we actually first met her in Belmar, where she was fucking hilarious. She was on with Ryan Maher, and we were in the crowd, and I was a little pissed because we had our own table there. Ryan spelled my fucking name wrong. It was either him. It said Matt Sobrano.
Yeah.
That's offensive.
So many people put my name or say my name. Oh, so it's Matt, right? You hear it over the phone.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming on, of course, today.
I mean, first of all, I have some gripes. If I could start airing some grievances right away.
Tell me.
Complain right off the bat. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Jewish, so there will be mostly complaining. First of all, thank you for having me.
Yeah, mostly.
Second of all, it is 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning. To have me do a comedy podcast at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning is domestic terrorism.
Mm.
I am so hungover. I slept 4 hours.
I got you a ring pop, though. I mean,
you got me a ring pop, which is huge and helping.
Pop.
And then I come here, and I'm on camera, of all things.
Yes.
And there's a giant TV. You don't know this because you are listening or watching or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a giant TV that is only my shot, and I look legally deceased, okay?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know,
what if
it's
you're
not
like
my fault
illegally
you're
deceased?
It's coronavirus time, you're not supposed to be going out, right?
Well, she could drink at home. She could drink at home, buddy. What the fuck are you talking
about?
Yes,
and that's what I was doing, drinking at home.
I mean, what she could do is, this is literally like crack. You could just take the powder inside the baby bottle pop and just go.
And just snort it up.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be the first guest to do that on our podcast.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what we do before everyone.
Listen, I would like to kind of go back to the mustache.
Yeah,
tell me right now. What
and
do you think?
Also the fact that someone called you French. These are two things that I'm hugely passionate about. Being called French is the highest compliment.
Yeah.
All I want to do is be a Parisian girl.
Mm. Yes.
And also, mustaches have rounded back and kind of reclaimed their brand as being hot now instead of being sex offenders.
Ooh. Makes me feel even worse about the fact that I can't grow.
You know what? I'm fucking keeping it. You heard it here first. Tinder, you heard it here first. I'm taking a picture.
All of Tinder that's listening right now, you heard it here first.
I'm making my main pick a mustache pick. And if it fucking falls through, I'm blaming Gabby.
I'll take the blame. But just know, it won't fall through.
It won't. It's gonna do great.
I'm confident in this.
You gotta wear some, like, really, like, ugly, like, gold-rimmed glasses, too.
And
wear, like, a short-sleeve button-down shirt tucked into your pants.
I hate to break it to you. That's hot to me.
Ooh.
Also, you know what?
Gabby likes sex offenders.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
TMZ.
Soundbite. I think you should just, go, like, lean into the French. Wear a striped turtleneck. You know? Carry a baguette.
What about turtlenecks? I feel like do they do that shit?
I do.
French people.
Yeah. That's like their whole
thing. I already have one in my closet. Let's go.
And I made fun of you for wearing it one time.
And guess what? I wore it on the podcast. It was great. I wore it on the podcast. I was going for a wearing.
Reason here.
It doesn't matter. Okay, you know what? You know pliables, of course?
Pliables, yeah.
So we had the founder on, what was it, a couple months ago? And he's like a big surfer, whatever guy you understand with pliables. So you know what I said? I was like, fuck it. I'm going to wear a wetsuit the entire time we did the podcast. And it was so hot. And they could see, you know when I said fuck it like 10 to 15 minutes in? A bead of sweat was coming down my face. And I said, Rob, I love you, but I got to take this off. He's like, Max, I didn't ask you to wear that.
It's all you.
So it was definitely, we try and do that each time to make it interesting because you come on, and I don't know how the mustache
us
relates.
Talking here is not really interesting as it is. So no, we have to make ourselves look funny. Right.
Well, we already look pretty funny, but I don't know how mustaches correlate to Gabby, but you do like mustaches.
I like that.
You
know. I support
and
them.
I didn't know that. We did a background research on you. We did like forewarn your ass, your number. I didn't even have your number, but we didn't find the mustache thing. But
it's not like in print, you know? I'm not. There's no.
You talk about it a lot
no
on
evidence.
Your podcast?
I talk about. All the things that I believe are hot on my podcast, and mustaches are in that.
We should have listened to it.
You still can.
Unabashed podcast.
You're just trying to roast me, dude? What the hell?
There's so many coming. You have no idea.
Unabashed podcast. Check it out.
Check it out. Unabashed podcast. I host it with my best friend, Zach Senor.
World-renowned gay, and we just talk about...
Well, I see the bites were in it. It is actually very funny.
It's really psychotic, I would describe it. If you're ready for just like so much coming through your ears, listen to it.
Yeah. And you also live with them.
Yes.
Right? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Did my research here, all right?
Killing
it. Did my research.
Well, I was going to say, Gabby, here's the problem, okay? Your podcast name is Unabashed.
Yeah.
The problem is, you have some people who just aren't smart enough to know what that word means. And guys like me have to look it up, okay? Sure. And I'm like, what the fuck does unabashed mean?
We're really weeding out the dumb, and we're kind of – it's immediately finding our audience.
So thank you. So immediately I'm not, a fan of your – now I am, though, because now I know what it means. But at first, I'm just like, you know what? Her and him are way too smart for my own good.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, we actually have a bone to pick with your podcast because –
Please.
So when coronavirus began, we talked about this several times because Max, blurted out "fuck the Asbury Park Press" one time during a podcast.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Now they don't fuck with us.
They don't like us anymore.
I'll bring it back.
Yeah, but anyway, so after we've met with people from the Asbury Park Press several times, like, oh, we want to write an article about you guys. Like, oh, it's gonna be great. Like, we're gonna, really, they like posting our shit all the time. Mm-hmm. And then they released an article in the beginning of the pandemic, like New Jersey podcast that you should listen to. And it's funny because. Yours was on there and ours wasn't.
Mine was on there, and I have to say...
How much you pay them?
$1 million. Yeah. Not only is it not a New Jersey-based podcast,
I
haven't lived in New Jersey since I was 18.
Yeah, what the fuck's that about?
Where do you live in New York? Brooklyn?
I live in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Cool. I live in Park Slope, Brooklyn, home of the old Jews.
Oh. So, of course,
so you're going to grow old there. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, I'll die there.
You'll die there, yeah.
I actually live next to two synagogues. You have to pass through two synagogues to get to my apartment. So it's really a lot of young baby Jews and then very elderly Jews.
Wow.
I dig it. I mean, this area a lot too. There. with like Deal and everything going on, especially like Long Branch, West Long Branch. You see that a lot.
Jews. Lots you of see Jews that here. A lot. Jews.
I mean, listen, my dad's like the most non-religious Eastern European Jewish guy you'll ever meet.
Sure.
Last time he was at temple was when he was 13 for his bar mitzvah.
Sure. He quit right after that.
Yeah, that's about
it. Me too. Understandable. Honestly.
He loves food too much to separate dairy and eggs or like whatever dairy and meat.
We never did that. I mean, I don't even believe in God. My parents don't believe in God. It's more of a cultural Jewish thing where we just use it as an excuse to complain. And
you do your birthright trip?
No.
Really? Dude, fuck that stuff.
No.
Dude, I kind of – it's a free trip, bro. To Israel. I'll take free fucking travel. I know travel's so cheap right now.
Yeah.
I did go to Israel last year, and I'll just count that as my birthright.
Yeah.
I'm not going to summer camp. I'm 26 years old. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be like in
never too late.
Bunks with people.
Yeah, wet, hot American summer. Come on.
Yes, that's what birthright is. That's exactly it.
That's what they told me when I gave them like $5,000 for some guy to like get me on the list.
Right.
Yeah. So we want to go back into stand-up comedy, of course. So we were at the comedy show, and we saw with Ryan Marr. It was actually really good. I forget the other guy.
What was that one guy's name? I think he was talking about like sex offenders or something. I don't know what he was talking
Ken
about.
Ken Kranz? Shout
I
out.
I think that was
it
him.
It could be.
He was really funny,
but
too.
But you guys what I liked is you guys don't give a fuck, and especially with your stuff, is there a limit with where your jokes can go?
Actually, fun fact about that show, I was also brutally hungover.
Uh-huh. Aren't you?
I pretty much drink 24/7.
Yeah, I'm a bad alcoholic. I was so hungover before that show. I had the shakes. Like, it was, I didn't know I was going to show up, and I did literally 35 minutes of stand-up. I'm shocked I was, functioning. But do I have a limit? No.
Yeah.
When you do stand up, and I've only been doing it for 5 years, so I'm in the scheme of stand up, that is like a baby.
Yeah.
5 years.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, 5 years sounds like it's a half a decade. Jesus.
Yeah, and people are like, that is like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When you do it for so long, you can't, I can't control what comes out of my mouth anymore in any situation. I have no filter. I don't even listen when I talk sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, words are coming out. What could they be?
Okay.
So you lose any shame, any inhibition. You just start talking about your asshole at brunch. Like, there's no...
Sipping mimosas, talking about assholes.
Yeah, and then when there's a microphone even around me, I'm, like, revealing my deepest, darkest, weirdest shit right away.
Yeah.
So, no, there's no limit. That being said, I don't, like... I'm not, like, racist on stage. Like, that...
Yeah.
Sometimes people go in the wrong direction with that.
Yeah.
I'm more, like, personal reveals, you know?
Yeah. Because when we had Ryan on, I asked him a question. I know it's a tough question, especially for a stand-up comedian to answer. But, like, who do you feel when you watch, like, you think is doing it best? Because I know it's very, very, like, subjective. But,
of course.
But is there anyone you watch right now or anyone, like, recent that you just watch and you're like, that person, like, hasn't?
I think, well, my comedy mentor is Bobby Kelly, who's like, I believe, literally the best live stand-up ever. There's like a phrase at the Comedy Cellar, which is the biggest club like in the world, and it's like, no one kills like Bobby kills. He is the best stand-up comedian, like the fastest, the most insane crowd work. He's a genius. But like that, you know, like let's say a famous comic, I think John Mulaney is a genius.
He's great.
Because he's so unique. Like, you want to – everyone jokes about the same things. It's like their life, sex, politics, a random weird story, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
John Mulaney will take the most average topic and make it the weirdest. Like, he has a bit about the robot test, you know, online where you try to get in your email and it's like a robot test.
Yep.
And he made it into like a weird folk tale. Like, when you could take – stand-up, I feel like, is taking a normal thing that we all see and making it, like, elevating it beyond belief. And I think John Mulaney does it the best.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I just saw Bill Burr.
Yeah, we saw Bill Burr.
He's great.
Yeah, what did you think about the SNL thing that happened where he just shit on white women?
Okay, so Bill Burr did – I host Bobby Kelly's show at the Comedy Cellar.
Okay.
And Bill and him are best friends, and he does our show a lot.
Yeah.
And he did that set.
Yeah.
Like, brand new when I was hosting, and I was the only woman and white woman on the show. I was hosting it. So he just rips into white women and then he's like, give it up for Gabby or whatever. And I got back up and I'm like, fuck you, Bill. You just buried me for the rest of the show. But I mean, white women are garbage, famously. So I'll take it any day.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, that's the thing about him is he does say really, really harsh shit like that. But it's not like anything he said wasn't true.
Yeah. I mean,
like that's true.
If you can't look at your people and think, like, you are two white guys. I mean, what a history of horrible.
We've done great things.
You have been.
Especially with that stash, dude.
Literally, people who look like you have done horrible things.
Hitler's dream right here.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Jesus Christ.
Me too.
I'm on the other side of that. Yeah. Hitler no like me.
Hitler no like you.
Hitler no like me. That's what the Jews said when Nazis burst into their house. They go,
like me.
Hitler no like me. Yeah, you just have to look at your people, especially as white people, and be like, we've not done anything good. So let's just take the jokes.
Well, you know? If you give them. You have to take them. That's what, like, I always hate when people who are the comedians or even not even that, like influencers who are always like talk shit online. And then when someone says one bad thing, oh my God, I'm being like, I'm the victim here.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you take a roast.
I don't think white women would get as much shit as they do if they weren't the first people to, you know, tell people that what they're saying is offensive to other races or other people. You know, like, I feel like white men are like the people who are like, they see something offensive, like, you know, like they tell other people what that should be offended, what they
which
should be offended by.
Which is white woman privilege. White women, I mean, listen, we deal with sexism, sure, it's bad. Mm-hmm. But like white women, our privilege is to walk into a situation and be like, you're fucked up, you look ugly, that is bad. Like that our culture is like to be like, I could do whatever I want. And also I'm going to tell you what I think. Yeah. Like that is the white woman privilege and our downfall.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it on our page, so we obviously make memes.
Oh, my God. Are you going to talk? I know you're going to say. Right, the commenter?
The commenter.
You got a troll?
Well, one of the trolls.
It's not even a troll. She's totally serious about it.
Like, different towns in Monmouth County, I did maps of each one. So in Colts Neck, I wrote in one part, hella Italians live in Colts Neck.
Yeah, it's
everyone
my hometown.
Thought it was fucking funny. Then in Holmdale, unfortunately, or so my friends, and it's true, there's this big section where there's a lot of Asian people. So I wrote, hella Asian people live here. Not that I'm like anything fucking worse. I didn't say anything bad. I just said a lot of Asian people live here. It's a freaking
fact. Asian community is here.
Whatever. Yeah. So this one girl commented really quickly and this post started blowing up. She was like, that's offensive, this and that. So I was quick on it, very quick. I wrote to her. I was like, wow, like, well, you didn't have a problem with me saying like oppressing like Italian people in my last post,
right. But
you're offended by this one. And then thank God I did that early because I nipped in the butt that honestly all my followers kind of shit at her. This one Asian,
this one Asian dude
got like 100 likes. She was like, dude, I'm Asian and I'm not even offended. So fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, and
it's so funny because it's like, that's a classic case of PC police
where
people are like, you said the word Asian. And it's like,
Asian
people are Asian. Yeah, and then they look at that and they're like, you know what? I'm Asian and I live in Homedale. Well, there's no like racist commentary on being like Asian people live here.
Yeah.
If you were like fucking Asian people suck and they live here, people would be like, whoa.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's different.
But you're going to use that as a soundbite and ruin my career.
Asian people suck. Like,
bam.
That's going to be like, we have like a 10
Gabby
second
Bryan,
intro.
Thanks.
That's going to be the only thing that Asian people suck. And
I'm
like,
immediately canceled.
It's just the Hitler thing. Asian people.
No, but the worst part is, and that was like the first thing she did. That was like 5 months ago. It was a while ago, right? Now,
why don't you just block her?
Because, you know, whatever. But anyway, so she does something again recently. Max makes a post. And you know what? I did this too.
Yeah.
I did this shit too sometimes. Like, some of the memes are directed at everyone. Some are directed at guys from Monmouth County. Some of them are directed at girls from Monmouth County. Like, when I make jokes about, like, Rook and girls post them on their Instagram, it's about girls. Like, guys don't really
drink
do that.
Rook than,
and
guys
they, and no, it's not. Like, it's like, no. The joke I made one time was, like, girls, when they, like, wake up in the morning and need something to post in their story, they go to Rook. Like,
that's funny. That's true.
And
God, I miss New Jersey.
So Max made a post.
Spend some time.
Yeah, exactly. Made a post about a girl, and she was like, I'd like to see some memes about guys on this page. And we were like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Well,
like,
I wrote to her. I was like, honey, like, all my last posts, like,
all guys. Like, it's like.
Also, like, you're two guys running an Instagram. If there was, like fuck men content on there, I'd be like, what is this phony shit? You know, like, you still are. It's not a feminist page.
No.
I mean, you should be feminist. But, like, And maybe you are. I don't know. I don't care. But
nah,
like,
I hate women.
Yeah.
So do I. We shouldn't vote. We shouldn't vote.
Shut up, woman.
No, it's like there's going to be.
That's a new soundbite.
We're all getting canceled.
That's a meme right there.
This.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Crimson Chin just saying, like, shut up. Keep
going. My God, the Crimson Chin.
You remember him? No, we follow this really shitty meme page. And honestly, Gabby, I'm just going to send it to you. He has 600 followers, and he is following like 10,000 people.
He's got like
so he's
like
not
posts.
Successful at all. Sure. But he's this kid that steals other people's things. But I have to give it to him, like, for not quitting. And he posts the dumbest shit ever. But me and my friends all send it to each other.
Was it
he's definitely like a 13-year-old high
it's
school
yo,
kid.
This account fucking blows,
it's
right?
It's yo, this account fucking blows. Shout
That's
out,
hilarious.
Dude. I fucking love you. So we want to get into other things.
Okay, yeah.
Do you want to ask her the main
question?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. All right,
oh, there's a main question.
This is a main question.
Get ready.
I'm sweating.
So what was it like growing up and your dad being a member of the second most popular New Jersey rock band?
What's the first?
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Okay. My family's mad at you.
I was going to say, how does it feel like with your dad being Bruce Springsteen? Like, that's pretty sick. And see how that goes.
What if I just literally was like, I'm Jessica Springsteen. I'm really into horses. Like, I just,
like,
I take on that character.
You should. Yeah. See what happens.
Well, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I actually am wearing a sweatshirt that does say Jovi Angel. And
you think I could read?
I mean, it's like bare.
I don't know. That doesn't really look like a G to me.
It's loosely
I'm
a J. Okay. So every time I come home, my dad like goes through all of the weird old merch we have in our garage, and he gives me the weird stuff because I'll never wear like a straight up Bon Jovi T-shirt. I would be shot and killed. Mm-hmm. But like, I want the weird off brand merch that you have to look at and be like, is that a Jovi Angel? What does that even mean?
You toured a lot with them as a kid?
Yeah, I grew up on tour.
Awesome.
Till we went to school basically, and then we would just go every summer.
That's sick.
I mean,
how was that on you?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was weird. It's so weird to talk about because I don't think about it that much. I mean, it's hilarious to grow up in a small Guido town in New Jersey and then also be on tour. Like, it was very Hannah Montana, if that makes sense.
Oh my God.
So you wore a wig in your normal life?
Yeah, and I had a sparkly microphone and I sang on stage.
Nice.
And I'm a pop star.
Wow.
Just coming out now.
But my dad is
Billy
the best
Ray
person.
Cyrus?
Yes. I actually, when I was growing up, when Hannah Montana came out, I asked my dad, I was like, listen, my siblings, they don't have it. They don't have what it takes.
They don't.
I think you and I move to LA, fucking pop off. Start the second Hannah Montana. Billy Ray? Who the hell is that? It's you and me, baby.
Fuck Billy Ray, that piece
said,
of shit
absolutely
father.
God, Jesus Christ.
He is. They said he was like a bad father during the show. And that's why she's like going off. Actually, she makes good music now.
Miley is it for me.
Right? Yeah. Isn't she awesome?
She's the best. She has an incredible voice.
Is she
voice.
Still with the Hemsworth?
No, they broke up.
Yeah.
Really? And I have a hunch that he was emotionally abusive.
Really? That
I don't trust
Aussie
him anymore.
Piece of shit.
That being said, Liam, if you are listening, I am single and I'm ready, baby. Let's
I definitely think Chris Hemsworth is a lot cooler than Liam Hemsworth.
I disagree.
No.
Really?
Chris is the best.
I think Chris is too classically hot. Like, he's almost too shredded, where Liam is giving me, like, he's sulking in a way that I'm interested in. Mm. Like, he reads a book and, like, gets too into it. You know what I mean? And that's something that I believe is hot.
Yes. And for me, I'm not looking at it from, like, how hot is he perspective.
I mean, you are, somewhat.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
It's a whole part of it.
I mean,
are you
like,
going by personality?
Yeah,
we're talking about the Hemsworth.
Chris
Hemsworth is actually fucking funny, though.
He has been in the later Marvel
movies. But did you see Liam Hemsworth in Workaholics?
Okay,
no.
That show is banging.
I did
he
not.
Was the best.
In that show?
He was on that show for like a season, and he was so funny.
I didn't know that. Now I have to watch. Now I have to go ahead and watch that. Maybe I have to change my opinion.
You know, I actually
That's why
have
I'm
to watch that.
Mm.
Well, I feel like he was in a few movies with I'm probably saying the wrong person. I feel like he was in one with Zac Efron, or that could be someone else. Like Miles Teller. There's like another one.
I hate Miles Teller.
Really?
I think he's bad at acting.
You ever see Whiplash, though?
Whiplash
is
a great
movie.
Yeah,
and I thought Whiplash was bad. And people
people
around the world hate me for that.
What?
That's a hot take.
I love that movie.
I think it was so... I was like...
Tell me what you don't like.
What does he say? Not my beat.
Not my fucking tempo.
Yeah, not my tempo.
Yeah, yawn. Cool. Whoever thought about making a movie about jazz drummers? What a fucking boring topic, A of all. I get it. You're good at drums.
Mm.
Damn. So all you jazz drummers out there,
fuck yourself.
Fucking pussies, according to Gabby Bryan.
That being said, I think drummers are hot, so I'm rounding back
but
to
not,
that.
But not if they're jazz drummers.
I thought the movie was boring. And I mean, it wasn't horrible, but people were all like, this fucking movie. No.
Respectfully disagree.
I'm going to get canceled for that. Of all the
that's going to be said, that will be the main soundbite.
Yeah, like forget the Hitler shit.
So hard not to look at my face in this giant fucking movie television.
Well, also, it's actually going to get even better because JR and me are a little bit in this, so I'm going to zoom in more and it's just going to be like, I'm just going to do your face. Forget the shirt. Just your face.
Just do the shirt, please.
Zoom in on the shirt.
I can't
else.
Get enough of the shirt. Also, the threading on the shirt is like sparkly. It's like a bat mitzvah merch is what I'm serving.
That's a great outfit you're wearing. Thanks. I mean, the shirt and hat combo. You definitely just picked that out at Kohl's yesterday.
You look like an ASOS guy.
Yeah. That was the whole intention. I have no idea what ASOS is, but...
You'll know.
Yeah.
I mean, ASOS is... An ASOS style is a lot of, like, monochromatic. The fact that the hat matches the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The mustache... Let's take that out of this for a second.
Yeah.
It matches the eyes, in a way. You're serving us a full blue look.
Yes. Well, I do wear a lot of blue.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
You should keep doing that, buddy.
Stay on blue. Blue is working.
Do you like my shirt, though?
What does it say?
Ghislaine Maxwell for City Council. Asbury Park. Now, a lot of you might think this is a joke. Actually, it's not, because there's a City of Asbury Park Facebook page, and I follow it very much. And this is one of the things that I'm here to support.
My shirt says Jovi Angel, and I'm here to support angels.
Not Bon Jovi.
Not Bon Jovi. This is not about them right now. This is about me me being an angel.
Not sex traffickers like Ghislaine Maxwell.
Are you making that statement, or is that true?
No, I mean, she did that. I mean, dude.
I'm not involved.
So you're one of those people that thinks Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
I watched, my mom forced me to watch the Epstein documentaries while we were running on ellipticals.
Mm.
And literally, there's a gym in my basement, and I went downstairs. My mom is working out dead serious to Silence and the Jeffrey Epstein documentary, and I was like, you've killed before and you'll kill again, first of all. It was, and I can't, like, that documentary, working out to that was the weirdest feeling ever. It was so unmotivational, and my mom would just like be on the elliptical and turn to me and be like, I would never let this happen to you. And I'm like, the fact that you said that means you would.
Okay? Wow. Like, yeah, no, that is kind of strange. Like, well, I can't imagine actually like being like, oh, this is like so tiring, I want to stop, never mind. Jeffrey Epstein wants me to keep going.
I'm like, fueled by Jeffrey Epstein and these girls getting raped.
It's
making me
like
want to burn calories.
Your mental goal.
Yeah,
you need to get there.
If I get jacked, I get to go to Pedophile Island.
Yes.
No, do you know, you obviously know what The Onion is, correct?
Yeah.
So basically there's this page on Facebook where it's similar to that, but for Asbury Park. And these guys made it, and it's really all the older people, that's like amazing. 50 and 60-year-olds that think it's real. So they're literally like a page where they post stuff about Asbury Park, and it looks like the official page. And they're even broadcasting that there's a whale eating contest going on in Asbury Park where they're going to kill a whale, have it washed up on the beach. And it's like they did in 1920. And now everyone just gets to go up and eat the whale.
Now
people think it's real. They're like, oh my God, Asbury Park is going to shit. And also with this, like Ghislaine Maxwell, they're like, everyone, Ghislaine Maxwell is running for city council. Are you ready? And people were like, one guy was like, I'm actually ready for that. She knows what she's doing. She's very organized or something like that. And then I saw this shirt and I was like, bro. I got to support the cause.
That's so funny.
Of course, I'm not here to support that girl. I mean, she's definitely fucking going to jail. I know she's still on trial.
Yeah, well, she's supposed to testify and talk.
Am I being a bitch? Who are we talking about?
Jeffrey Epstein.
The girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's like his accomplice. Yeah. His accomplice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. She is in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
She is?
She's already in jail. It's just she was supposed to testify, so you know Hillary Clinton's going to kill her, obviously.
Oh, no, she's done.
She will be killed.
But
I can't believe she hasn't been killed yet.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's so many powerful people. Whether it's Clinton's,
it's
because
she's a white woman.
Yeah, privilege. Privilege, privilege, privilege.
Yeah. If Epstein was a white woman, he would be killed.
Yeah, he'd still be alive.
He would have like five more days.
Rewind that. Take it back.
So you've performed at so many venues. I was looking it up. The Comedy Cellar, World Famous Comedy Store. Is there a certain story that you have from one of these places that resonates with you?
Oh, I performed at the Comedy Store in London once. And I was like, oh, I'm in London. I had never seen stand-up in London, but I was like, oh, I'm going to do all my smart jokes because British people are intellectuals.
Yeah.
Just sweeping statements in my mind.
Blimey, like, mate.
Blimey. And I did all Jew jokes. Yeah. And, like, jokes about religion, which was, like, my smart stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I was, like, I was not getting laughs in a way that was offensive to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are there any Jews in the audience? And I just heard my dad go, woo! And there are zero Jews. Uh-huh. I literally bombed my ass off because they were like, just do sex jokes. I just should have done dirty sex jokes like every other comic. And I was like, I'm going to prove that I'm smart. And I failed miserably, and I'll never do that again.
Turns out all you had to do to make them laugh is say the C word.
Cunt.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the first laugh I got was like 3 minutes in, and I called the two girls in the front row sluts, and then people were like, oh, now we're talking. It was brutal. That's what the whole story.
Yeah.
Dude, I just bit off like a whole chunk of this shit. This is my teeth.
That baby bottle.
Yeah.
Baby bottle pop. Baby bottle pop.
I don't know the rest of the fucking song, but I'm wearing a fucking Jeffrey Epstein shirt.
I don't really have a lot of like stories.
Like, basically, my career is boring as fuck.
It's boring. I mean, you just get on stage. The crazy shit happens when you're, I guess, on stage. But I have no stories about a venue.
You got a lot of, have any like heckling stories? Like people giving you a hard time?
Yes. Yeah. I love hecklers because I'm a psycho. So if someone's heckling me, I will abandon my set and just talk to them.
Yeah.
And that always does make it worse, actually.
Oh, really?
Okay. In a way that I love. Like, I like chaos on stage. I like when the audience is in a psychotic mood and you could feel that and they get rowdy. And no other comic, like comics famously hate that. That is something I'd rather, I think somewhere in my heart, I'm like a motivational speaker and I want to be in the crowd with a wireless microphone talking to everyone, you know? So one time I was at the Creek in the Cave, which is a club in Long Island City.
Okay.
And I was on stage and there was like a couple in the front row and the woman got up and went to the bathroom and I'm talking to the guy. I'm like, so what's going on? Tell me about the date, whatever. Sure. And he's like, you know what? She's a lot uglier in person than she was on the dating app. And I was like, did you just say that out loud?
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
Yeah. And he's like real Guido piece, Long Island piece of shit. And I was like, oh, I'm telling her the moment she gets back in here. And she walked back in and he got up and went to the bathroom. And I was like, hey, so that guy was talking shit about you. We all agree that you're too good for him. Like all the girls in the audience were like, woo! And she got up and left while he was in the bathroom. And the guy came back out and sat there for like 30 minutes without knowing, just kind of like looking around for her. And we just shit on him for the rest of the show and he
piece
left.
Of it. Shit.
It was amazing.
Nice.
I mean, I think, do you ever start your set out with testing the crowd with a joke? I feel like I see a lot of comedians do that to kind of see, what's going to work that night.
Yeah, 100%. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you when you start doing stand-up for a while, like in the beginning you have your set and you'll just do your set.
Okay.
Now when you, at least for me, I walk into a venue, I look at the demographic. Okay. I'm like feeling the energy. I'm like, what's going to work? Is it going to be sex jokes first? Is it going to be blah, blah, blah jokes first? Like what, you just like kind of feel it out and then you build your set in your head.
Okay.
You know, because you have such a mass amount of jokes where you're like, okay, I could figure out what you want and then kind of like ride that wave, you know?
Yeah. What's the longest you've ever done?
Literally in Belmar was the longest I've ever done.
That seems
I did
scary.
Like 37 minutes or something.
Does it seem like hours?
No, it flies.
Really?
Well, because it's so fun.
Yeah.
So you're just up there vibing. You're having the best time. And then it flies.
Well, I'm sure when you get started, it must feel like the jitters. But you've been doing it for five years, so you probably
the jitters are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the jitters before, and then once the moment a microphone is in my hand, it's all gone.
Good. It's like in sports, like you just like the first play of the game, like you just gotta like kick the ball or get a shot up, and then you're good. But until that point, you're just all tense.
Once you get your first laugh, you're fucking going. You know.
Yeah.
So I just try to immediately get laughs.
Okay. Do you have a favorite comedian, JR? Would you say?
Yeah, probably Dave Chappelle.
Really?
Yeah, I like Dave Chappelle. I used to watch the Chappelle Show a lot as a kid, so yeah, I've always really liked him. And then when he went off the radar for a long time, that was sucked. But since he's come back, I mean...
Well, his latest special was torn apart by critics, but fans loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I loved it.
Yeah, it was so funny. I don't understand. I don't know. I mean,
he's controversial.
He's controversial. He says shit... Yeah, that's the whole point. He says shit that is going to, you know, get under people's skin.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Like, one of my favorite lines was when he was talking about the opioid... He always talks about the opioid epidemic now. Mm-hmm. He's like, must have been terrible. He's like, now we can understand how white people felt when the black community was going through the crack epidemic. Because I don't care either. You know, yeah. It's like shit like that. Like, it's fucking great. I don't know. I think he's hilarious. Yeah, I've always been a huge fan of him.
You have to go into it. Yeah. Knowing that he will make you uncomfortable, yeah. And that's the funny of it all.
Yeah.
But I also think that stand-up got so hot where everyone's watching stand-up, mm-hmm. and not everyone is a stand-up fan, you know? No. Like, not everyone has the brain to watch stand-up. You have to know that you're going to hear some fucked up shit, and that's the point.
Yeah.
Where it's like there's a lot of PC warriors, PC angels, if you will, watching stand-up and being like, this is me. This is offensive. And you're like, yeah.
And that's the thing. One of the biggest discussions when Dave Chappelle is like on Rotten Tomatoes, he had like a 30 out of 100 or something.
And then
the fans gave it like a 98 or something. But the whole thing was people were comparing it to there's this one – because some comedians I think have jumped onto that, the idea that not everyone wants to be offended. And some comedians I feel like are doing really like watered-down stuff. And they showed that they were comparing Dave Chappelle's special to this one woman special, which was like – it was all like, you know, really politically correct stuff. Like
Hannah Gadsby.
Probably. And she had like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes and then like a 30% from fans and stuff like that. And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like...
Fuck the critics, because they don't speak for the general masses. They really don't.
Of course, but also like if you want clean humor...
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like clean humor can be... Ellen is like the most famous clean comic ever and she's a fucking
Bill
genius.
Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Before all the rallying.
Bill Cosby's so clean. Squeaky clean. Well, I mean, like, there's a stand-up for everyone, and non-offensive humor is also hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm not trying to shit on anyone at all. I'm just saying it's just funny.
Who's the best, like, stand-up comic that's not offensive? Like, Stephen Wright. Just with those quippy one-liners.
Honestly.
Just little things talking, I would say my favorite right now, who's the opposite of that, who actually has gotten worse.
Jeselnik?
Anthony Jeselnik.
Yeah, he's
so brutal where he'll just start out the set with a heavy rape joke. And he does that in different places.
Thick rape joke.
Just a thick rape joke. Just to start out, and he's like, guys, I got three or four more of these going throughout the show. So this was the least worst. And the first one was horrible.
Yeah.
So he just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But of course, then there's other people. You got to test the waters. And me and JR were talking about this, where you got to pick a side, I feel like, where you can't be in the middle, where, you know, you might tell one... I don't know. It's difficult, where you're either... kind of offensive, but you can't be PC at the same time. I feel like you got to pick a lane. What do you think?
You just got to do whatever is funny to you.
Yeah.
Like, Anthony Jeselnik has a dark sense of humor, so his shit's dark.
Yeah.
Like...
And he does it with a smile.
it's amazing.
It's the worst thing.
Hannah Gadsby, I mean, I've only watched pieces of her special, but she's, like, clean. So she does clean political stuff, and that's funny to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's... As a... comedy fan, you need to pick what you like and run with that. If you're like, I love all stand-up, and then it's all different, you know?
Yeah. The one thing I will say is that, you know, you'll have that divide between critics and fans, but between stand-up comedians for the most part. Like, when that shit was happening to Dave Chappelle, even clean comedians were, like, in his defense. Like, I mean, like, what the fuck? Like, he even says, like, I've met some racist comedians that I could, like, sit down and talk to and compare, like, or even though, like, I know that they don't like black people, like, I can still... you know, sit down and talk to them about their, like, material and, like, learn something from them, you know?
Right.
You know, even if you don't agree with them, they're all going to – you guys are all, like, kind of in your own community. You guys support each other, which is really cool.
Right. For the most part, it's very supportive. And people understand the rules of comedy, which is there are no rules. Mm-hmm. But also, if you're, like, a piece of shit and you're saying, like, when I started comedy, it was mostly guys,
mm-hmm.
which is – and guys are bad and stupid and –
we're terrible.
You know, horrible things come out of your mouth. And
irredeemable.
But, like, guys would just make horrible rape jokes or horrible racist jokes. And you're like, oh, you can't make horrible jokes and then they're not funny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you take race and find the nuance of it and make a really funny racist joke that is the intention is good behind it, that's comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're just spewing racist, sexist bullshit, you're not a comedian. You're a piece of shit.
You are.
And you're doing a TED Talk.
Dave Chappelle is the best at that, doing like funny kind of different stuff about races. And he's not afraid to get into ethnicity and whatnot, talking about Native Americans. He's like, I thought you motherfuckers were dead. Like, when he went to go to New Mexico. But it's fucking hilarious. And you see people in the audience, black, white, anything. So, you know.
Because you know he's not a piece of shit. You know the intention behind it is not to be like, fuck Native Americans. Yeah. He's like, another soundbite for you. He's like, let's all agree to roast everyone, you know? And that's comedy. That being said, it's not always done well.
Yeah. I love the one joke where he was trying to, I mean, people really hated this in the last special, but the joke where he was comparing, you know, transgender people to.
That was controversial.
Yeah. If it'd be like, if I just decided I was Asian one day, and he was like, but you're not Asian, you're black. He's like, but this is how I feel on the inside. Like, he just like,
voice.
But then again, it's like, he's like, always talks to us. Like, my wife always tells me not to tell that joke because his wife's Asian. She's like, I hate that fucking joke. But it's like,
that joke really split the comedy community hard.
I thought it was kind of funny.
I mean, I think, but here's the thing. When you're from New Jersey, you think fucked up shit is funny. Yeah. Like, our sense of humor is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, that made me really laugh, and then I would talk to trans friends of mine, and they were like, this is the problems with it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you're absolutely right. So it's like, there is a fine fucking line.
Sure.
And people are allowed to be offended.
Yeah.
People are allowed to also not be offended.
Well, it's your comedy, and why you do it, you know, we come to see you at a comedy show. Just because we like you doesn't mean someone else might. Never like that's
that being said. Everyone likes me.
So. Yeah, of course. But that's hard to do, and that's as if you're an entertainer like you, comedy, even like people on YouTube. The biggest thing to get through, and even with me at first, was not everyone is gonna like you, and it hurts at first, and it takes a while to get over it. But for the people that do like you, that and the compliments that you get, is worth 10 million times more.
Right. I mean, it's comedy. It's not fucking rocket science.
Yeah. When we saw Bill Burr at Blue Grotto, people in the front were...
Oh, they got kicked.
They got kicked out.
I love that.
When he was telling the joke about white women.
It was these white women.
They were like constantly saying shit.
They were heckling.
He fucking went at them. It was so funny.
He was going at them for 10 minutes, and then they were drunk, and they wouldn't shut up. And he was just trying to do his special. Like, he was done with the white woman part.
And he was still going, and they were still giving him a hard time.
Yeah, and he was like, honestly, just I gave you 10 chances. Given, he did. He was fucking fair.
Right.
Get the fuck out.
Well, those are not comedy fans. If you are heckling more than once, like sometimes someone will say one thing out of your mouth, and you're like, oh, that's kind of funny. But for the comic, because you're like, I'll take that and run.
Yeah.
But if you speak out loud at a comedy show, you are not a comedy fan. You don't know how this works.
Yeah.
If you start talking, you're out.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking not a goddamn collaboration.
Yeah.
Someone's is writing things and then saying things. You're not allowed to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Your point is to sit back and laugh.
Well, I get pissed at that because I paid fucking money to see you, not for some fucking plumber in the audience, like, you know, taking his time off, drinking beer, just literally. You kind of look like a plumber.
I look
like
Luigi.
Like a cartoon plumber.
Luigi right now. Yeah.
Italiano.
Yeah, Italiano.
So, how do you feel like right now? I mean, Saturday morning, we were saying to Guy, we could have done this any other time during the week.
This is so mean.
We don't do anything else.
This is like mean.
Yeah,
you
we
guys
don't have
mean
any
mean
life. So it's like, no, we've only had like two or three podcasts at night. It's not like everyone else gets the night, you know, time slot except for you. Because that would be sexist.
This is offensive.
Yeah, we're not sexist here at MCM.
No, they are not. No. And that's my stamp of approval.
Yeah, the girl that loves or said she loved the other various sound bites. I don't know what we're going to throw in there.
Yeah, something about Bill Cosby, I think.
Yeah, Bill Cosby loves.
I love Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby
I have seen Bill Cosby before. And it was pretty shocking when you found that shit out about him. That was kind of crazy. Because he used to always.
I mean, men are, like I said before, men are garbage, piece of shit, bad at it. And by it, I mean life.
Yeah, I suck at life.
Yeah. Women can't. I mean, Ellen, forget it. She has never, ever raised
what do you think
voice
about
a
Ellen?
Single person.
I actually want to talk about this.
Wait, I'm not up to date on all the Ellen drama.
Well,
I know she's been called
psycho.
Out for being a bitch.
Yeah, she's terrible.
I completely think it did happen because let me tell you, Gabby, you're a nice person,
thank
but
you.
You're sarcastic as shit. And I'm like, the people that act so nice. They're hiding something. So Ellen, for 20 years, has been the most picture-perfect, squeaky-clean, fucking nice comedian. Yeah, like you're going to tell me she isn't a bitch behind the scenes?
Like Bill Cosby. My ass. Bill Cosby was like, you know, he was the things that he did for the black community was a huge deal. Like, everybody loved him. He's a token, like, good father, like, figure. And then he's like, oh, you know, I drug women all the time.
I heard James Corden is, like, fucking horrible guy.
I also heard that.
James I can Corden, believe it. Because, yeah. like, he's that. Acting like the nicest person in the world.
He's such a piece of shit. There's, like, PAs and everyone
People
there.
People are pieces of shit. Yeah. Like, 99% of humanity is a piece of shit.
Yeah, like me.
Like me.
Yeah. I mean, the mustache Especially adds, you, like, though. 5 points. I'm just listening. I'm a piece of shit to him because he's not a good friend, but that's a different story.
Okay.
I've known each other for like 15 years, but yeah. I'm a shitty friend.
I love that.
Extremely.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
So as far as with quarantine still going on, what do you have, you know, set for, you know, obviously shows aren't going on. Are you just continuing to do the podcast and everything?
We're still doing the podcast. I do Unabashed and I do YKWD with Bobby Kelly.
Awesome.
And, yeah, there's been actually a lot of outdoor shows in New York, so I'm still doing those. Cool. And slowly stuff is coming inside.
Do them in Jersey.
Yeah.
I know. Doom I was going to do a couple shows in
we'll
New Jersey.
We'll come out again. We'll post it on our story. We'll tell everyone to come out. Come on.
I love that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Comedy will come back. Come on.
Well, considering what's the average age of our following on Instagram?
No, it's gone up. It's gone up. It's the gone podcast up. Is up.
It used to be
But
well.
It's like
It was like
– No, the average age used to be
it was like
–
14 to 18 or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very young.
Ew.
Yeah, well, we were making jokes about, you know, high school, so.
Right.
The podcast
That's why he didn't
want
to come out, because he was like, I'm too old to be making jokes about high school, so and he was like, I don't want people to know it's me.
Well, I still, yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
You're
I
like,
mean,
I still do care.
I thought I was going to say something else. Yeah, I did high school.
Oh, my God.
She's going to graduate in a couple years of school.
Have you ever been in your hometown? Sometimes I'm like, I'll like drive to Dunkin' Donuts, and then I get this feeling where I'm like, I'm late to school. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm still
I'll just be
there,
driving, right? And I'm like, oh my God, I should be in class right now.
Right?
Is it like a weird feeling that comes over me?
Yeah, it's almost like I'm going to live and die here and then never reach any of my goals and aspirations, but I don't know.
Sad,
about,
sad.
Yeah.
That's kind of depressing.
Sad.
Yeah, it's like, you should talk to someone.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about.
You're depressed, buddy.
He's laughing, but it's
He's crying. He's actually
hello,
crying.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
A slow zoom.
We put that in. I put that in one of our podcasts one time. The entire thing got like copies.
Yeah, because JR usually
2 seconds of the song.
He usually plays like the aloof guy in the podcast where it just doesn't give a shit. He's getting better at that, of course.
Better at what?
Better at being
like more
giving
engaged.
Less shits. Yeah.
Engaged.
Oh, oh.
Because he usually
I'm not getting aloof. I feel like you're in. You're
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. We talked about that last time.
He was complaining because he's like, "Yo, you're giving me too hard of a time."
No, I'm not.
I almost did because you said something that didn't make any sense. I just looked away. I didn't say anything.
Oh, no, because I'll, like, be into, like, I'll be talking to guests, and I'll, like, look to Jared to say something, and then Jared's, like, looking at his phone. There's been a few, listen, and you know it's true. There's
That's
a few
bad.
Guests. Yeah, which, you're an awesome guest.
There's
He's
been a
really
couple of guests that I didn't really want on the show.
But
sure.
It's showbiz, baby.
Baby, it's the biz, baby. You
Can
gotta
I talk
sex
about
it?
Sex
what
sells,
chance,
baby.
What are
the chances that this specific person is going to be watching?
No, don't talk shit on the, my
I'm
episode.
I'm not talking shit.
No, like,
don't talk
say.
Shit on my episode.
Don't right, talk shit.
Next one.
We already
this
have enough
me.
Bad shit
next
about
one,
her.
Ask one. Me more fucking questions.
It's like, right. don't bring up anything other than Gabby Bryan.
Me.
Right?
This is about me right now.
I was going to ask a terrible question.
Ask it.
Yeah. You say ask me before a question, but like, which of the many is your favorite genocide?
Oh, Holocaust.
Nice.
Of course.
See, obvious, because she's Jewish.
Yeah.
I should have seen that coming.
Yeah, dude.
I'm actually
fuck?
A Jew who does look like a Nazi, so my allegiance is torn.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised if some Jewish people like the Israelis, blonde-haired, blue eyes.
Yeah. I would have survived.
Yeah, you could have pretended.
Yeah, I wouldn't
have. I would have been like, come on. Look at me. I'm doing what you want. And they would have been like,
you want to hear something
she's
funny?
Right.
My grandfather
was Hitler.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Shout out.
Grandfather.
I
great
don't support
guy.
The Holocaust, by the way.
Yeah, my grandfather. My grandfather. Great guy. But.
Painter. Amazing painter.
Went to college. Went
yeah,
to school.
He went to art
painting.
School. They kicked him out. He wrote a book. You know, slaughtered
He's a writer.
Millions of people. No, anyway. So,
He's a writer.
So basically, no, my grandfather. Emigrated from Sicily,
mm-hmm.
but he was 18 during World War II, and you know the Italians fought on the wrong side for a little while. So
I mean, Italians do not have a good track record.
No, they don't.
They don't. Those
no, they don't.
Bucks.
But then again, you can't.
Oh my God.
You're Italian too.
I
shitter.
Know, but I'm more Eastern European.
Yeah, he's
where
more,
in Eastern Europe?
Like Poland?
Bitch, me too.
Hey, give me the high fucking
I'm like
five.
75%. That hurt my body. I'm like 75% like Southern Italian.
That, like, that was hard. I didn't realize how much I don't want to move.
Uh-huh. I'm not going to lie.
It's 11-11, make a wish.
I wish
this
cider.
Podcast would end.
Okay. I'm mad at you.
I'm just kidding. But am I though?
Wait, I didn't finish my wish.
No,
in my
he
brain.
Actually, it doesn't matter if you were here. It doesn't matter if, like, fucking anyone was here. He just doesn't give a shit.
Do you want to hear something so embarrassing?
Let's hear
every
it.
Time it turns 11-11, I'm always like, I want to fall in love this year.
I love
you're like,
please.
It's like the most basic wish.
Please, God, I can't. So
I hope I find my soulmate this year. Just dead serious in my head.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not that sad.
I mean, I see, like, I was reading some articles and someone said, I don't know the right wording, all right, but someone said, like, you're criminally single or something like that, or
me?
Like back in your, like, I don't know what point, what your status is now, but I don't think that's such a bad thing about being single. I've been single for a while and it feels fucking good.
I'm a world famous single is what I call myself.
I think it's the world.
Being single is so, people don't talk about how being single is actually so fun.
Yeah.
Like in
not
this,
right now, because I mean, well, at least during coronavirus, it wasn't that fun. I don't think it is.
Right. No.
No, you're wrong.
No, you know what?
No.
We're all single here. There's no need to yell.
I actually was in a dead serious relationship for all of quarantine in the beginning. I was in a dead serious relationship for 7 months during quarantine.
Tattoo guy.
You stalker. You fucking freak. You stalk me.
You fucking freak.
I didn't do anything creepy. I just, like, looked up your social and got your, like, credit card number. But
I got your social security number. I'm in the process of stealing your identity.
Love it.
I'm just
going
to use it to buy, like, you know, like Fortnite or something, like some
Fortnite.
New skins.
Shut the fuck up, Max.
No, keep going.
Nerd,
what are you saying?
Nerd. What was I saying? Yeah, I was in a dead serious relationship during it. I have to say, being in a relationship is too much work. And then we broke up.
Yeah, well, I mean, too much work how?
Because it's so, I mean, I was dating a high maintenance person. Mm. Yeah. So I think it's more on the relationship.
Yeah.
But
you're low maintenance?
I am low maintenance. I am not jealous. It is literally a breeze to date me. This is an ad, by the way.
take an application.
Guys, she's on, what are you on, Tinder?
No, I don't have Tinder.
Not on Tinder. Is she on
Raya.
Bubble?
I'm on Raya.
Raya? Sponsored
I'm on Hinge.
Raya.
I just made a Hinge profile.
Hinge
Let's
is cool.
Go on.
Hinge is good in New York, like in New York
I'm
specifically.
Shocked.
It's good.
I didn't know what Hinge was, and then I learned what it was.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm amazing at podcasting. And I have to say, the most hot people are on Hinge.
It's true.
And then I have Raya, which is like the exclusive one, and it's just all like half artists.
Nice. Yeah, no, Hinge is a great app. When I was working in the city, I went on tons of dates, but Bumble is the
wow,
funniest.
Dude, just talking about your dating life, dude. It's so awesome.
Okay, bragging,
keep going.
Bragging.
When's the last? I haven't worked in the city in like 6 months. Jesus Christ. Like, what do you think? No, but Bumble's funny because like it's the only app where I could be in bed at like 1:30 in the morning, like going to sleep, and I'll get a message from this
girl,
and she'll be like, hey, you up? And
yeah.
I'll be like,
women are taking back the culture, the dating culture. It's fucking our time,
yeah.
Okay?
Like,
we're sending the you up texts.
Like, you up? Be like, no, I'm not.
Are you sending the dick pic first off, like just out of nowhere?
Do you send dick pics?
No.
Do you send dick pics?
Well, no, I mean, I have, but I don't just send them to people.
But how do you frame it? Here's my problem with dick pics.
Yeah, they're really boring.
They're boring and
yeah.
They're ugly.
Let me just say, what do you think?
It's not like I want, but like.
What do you think is a chick going to do? She's going to fucking pleasure herself to a picture of a fucking dick?
A dick
no.
And
no.
Your upper hairy thighs?
Yeah.
No.
No,
fuck
yeah.
You.
It's for blackmail.
A female, what?
It's for blackmail.
I
not
know
even
what
that. No.
I'm just kidding. I know what meme.
Not even that.
It's just, yeah, it's a meme. No.
Listen, a woman, when you receive a nude from a woman, it's like a piece of art.
I know.
Body, you're getting the style of the room.
Yeah.
When a guy send a close up of
yeah.
Their dick, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I'm not a doctor.
Yeah,
I'm not checking for warts. Like, I want a full body shot. I want abs. I want muscles. I want to see
yeah.
If your room is clean.
That was in Parkson,
I sent
right?
I sent one of the funniest nudes ever one time.
What was
I feel like I shouldn't talk about this.
Why?
Am I going to get fired? No. All right,
no.
Anyway, so.
It's your podcast.
I know, but I have another job. So anyway.
Oh.
She's like 13,
this isn't your full-time
dude.
Job?
No, no, no. So I had, you know those little like face mirrors that like the
yeah.
You can turn?
Yes.
So I put that in a spot where it was reflecting on that area as
okay.
Well as the other side of the mirror, which is also reflecting on that area, as well as the full size mirror.
That's
so
art.
Yeah.
You artsy piece of shit.
I know.
Did you go to FIT? That would
okay,
work.
Okay, FIT.
No, I don't remember when that was. That was a
Pace.
That was
I don't
a while
know.
Ago.
I went to Pace.
But
hey, shout out Pace.
Shout out Pace.
Yeah.
What are your, everyone, do you have Hinge?
I don't. I just use Tinder.
Boring. Bring up your don't use Tinder.
No, I do. Mainly to promote like the podcast and the page.
I do that too. On my dating apps, I have my Instagram and I get a lot of followers from it. What are your Hinge questions? Because Hinge is...
Oh, my Hinge questions suck because I don't care.
Bring them up.
Wait, didn't Colleen try and help you with it? And I had your phone and I was trying to do shit to it.
Yeah, you're Colleen? Trying to fuck with... What a 1923 secretary name. that's
New Jersey memes is Colleen.
So she runs that. Honestly, let me show you my pics on Tinder. My pics on Tinder are really bad,
but my pics on Hinge aren't that bad.
The funniest thing about Hinge is you have to like answer three cringy questions.
I know.
I love it. Damn, I think it's so embarrassing.
My questions are... I know. I hate them. Okay, I wish I didn't have to.
Let me
read them.
Let me look at your thing.
I wish you put more pictures on Hinge because I put all my like meme pictures.
Can you say it
out
loud? I don't actually know them.
Of course. I get along best with people who like to talk about movies and music.
Yeah. Pussy.
I mean, what am I going to... Yeah.
Pussy. Keep going.
Give me travel tips for Venice. Always wanted to go.
I have always wanted to go
to Venice. Okay, Nicholas Sparks. This is so embarrassing. Okay, I won't shut up about Breaking Bad, The Beatles, Christopher Nolan movies. Ew, you're a pumpkin spice latte.
No, I don't like that stuff.
Okay, now let's review your photos.
I put a dog in there, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not even in it.
First one, is this your dad?
Yeah, it's my dad.
Okay, dad pic.
Yep.
Heartstrings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do a dad pic, but I had a dad.
Is this also your dad?
Yes.
Okay, too many dad pics now.
I know. I don't mean, yeah.
A picture of a dog with a corona.
Yes.
Interesting choice.
Yeah. You could see how much effort I'm putting in.
You should look at my... I have to say, you look like none of your pictures actually, you look better in real life than these pictures, and I think we need to redo all of this.
You should look at my Tinder pictures.
Bring it up.
It's much better.
Wait, I'll show her my Tinder pics first. All right, here.
Men are so bad at dating apps.
No, I'm so good. Trust me. Go.
Perfect first picture.
Thanks. You gotta read the bio, though. Read the bio. You press. What does that say?
Sup, beauties. Follow Mom of the County means I idolize. What is it?
Cody Ko. Jesus Christ. You don't know Cody Ko.
Who is that?
He just did something with Tim Dillon. Jesus Christ. He's like an internet star.
Oh. Take that off.
Oh, which one?
The Cody Ko thing.
I need that.
Girl. This is a bad picture of you.
It's not.
You're 24 years old?
I am.
How old are you?
23.
What?
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew. Disgusting.
I like to be the youngest person in the room. This is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're old.
I'm old. This is a bad picture of you.
It's not, because it's like I'm better than you.
No. I mean, you don't look like this. You look better in real life.
Damn. All right.
But why do men choose? Like, you're half speaking in this picture. Yeah, why do men choose the worst pictures?
Do you read the caption? It says, if you don't have 10,000 Instagram followers, don't speak to me.
But you can't even see it. It's cut off.
Well, that's the part of it. All right. Keep going.
That's
keep
so going. Bad. Just what
keep going.
The fuck?
Keep going, Gabby. Keep going.
She's going to have like a fucking aneurysm when she sees the pictures I put on.
This is a great picture of both of you, and you should both have this on yours.
I didn't like that podcast.
I think you look amazing in this. There's a lot of upper thigh in almost an aggressive way.
I do that.
But I feel like it's almost like
I'm gonna get tats
dominance.
There. Yeah, keep going.
Don't get tats there for the love of God.
I am.
There's an anime meme. Bad.
No, it's just I'm drawing a virgin. Don't move.
Yeah, but you keep you upload things and then it's cut off. You can't even
see
what
it says.
That's
the funny part. She doesn't understand.
Wait, is the fish one coming up?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Keep my God. Girls are looking at this and they're like,
keep going.
Everyone, come on.
Keep going.
Calling
Fuck
people,
you.
Calling their friends over to be like, what?
They love it.
Another bad picture of you. Horrible lighting.
I look good out of there. Get fuck out of there. It's a good
bad picture.
It's a good picture.
You have a tiny necklace on. That's a bad idea. This necklace is better. This is a bad. You have like a weird emblem on your necklace. And
it's an Italian horn. You hate Italians too.
I hate Italians.
You hate Jews.
We're both
Italian.
Jesus.
No, I love Italians. Another cutoff meme.
Wait, are you a girl?
You can't even read what it says.
That's the joke.
What's wrong?
Keep going.
Okay, guys make this mistake all the time. No, this is actually
a group picture.
Oh my
God, which guy is he? It's not like I didn't see the picture.
What are you
before.
Trying to prove with this?
That I
that
have,
you have friends.
Boys, all right, that,
kill
we,
yourself.
We slay at Porta. It's over. We all leave separate chicks.
I actually just
colors.
Felt my heart stop when you said I slay at Porta.
Slay's like a girl thing. We pull it.
Another.
What is the last one?
Now I'm seeing the caption that says, guess which D-bag I am, fuck Porta. That's funny. I'm actually coming back around and saying that's funny.
Thank you. See, Gabby understands.
This is funny. Now this is, but this should be your one funny picture. You need to work on your ratio.
I don't take it seriously. All right.
Yes, you do.
Who takes Tinder seriously?
All right, hold on. So now my
picture of Patrick. This makes you look like a fucking crazy person.
You can see it so well.
All right. So
like a sociopath.
I am.
That needs to be complete. Wipe clean and start right. over, dude.
So you're gonna get my ratio very easily because my caption is 3 actual photos and 6 shit posts. Okay. Enjoy. So there's 3 actual photos. The one you already saw.
Great picture, but this is a blurry picture of you.
Yeah, I know. Well, nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, there is. Upload a new picture.
No. I like that picture.
This is in your control.
Yeah.
Let me see what's
great picture. This should be your first picture.
Yeah.
Remember that when you're keep in mind. This is a TED Talk. Yeah. When you're swiping on all this shit, you look at the first picture and that determines everything.
Yeah.
So no one is gonna see this and be like, oh, he likes records. How interesting.
You'd be surprised. Well, Unhinged, that's my
Beatles
bestseller.
Album right there?
No, it's 4 albums.
It's really?
Yeah.
This is a bad picture of you.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah.
Take
this is now we're getting funny.
What is
this? Is just someone's business headshot.
That's Reggie.
That's great. I think I'm gonna go through and then I'll give you my notes. This not funny.
Oh, you don't like it? Wow, that is funny.
A minion fucking.
No,
thing?
It's great. No, it's not real. Actually from the movie.
That's funny. Now we're showing body.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Interesting.
See,
you always got to show
what
body.
What is this?
That was at Brian's house. It's me inside of a basketball hoop.
All right, I didn't ever
what
see
is
that.
This? You just looked at it so inquisitively.
Like, oh,
what is
he
this?
Looks nice.
Yeah, I was like going to say shirtless.
Bad picture of you.
Yeah, I know.
That was in a shitpost.
No. You look bad.
Yeah.
But you don't look like this. So why is it on your dating app?
Because it's one of the shitposts.
No, there's no. That's a culture that's purely for men.
Yeah.
That's funny, but you can't really tell it to you.
Yeah. I broke my leg that night.
And another body post. Interesting.
Yeah.
This needs to be reworked, but you're farther along than you are,
bro. All right, let me just. I'm gonna wait.
Is there
for
a
Gabby.
Bio?
Well, yeah. What's the bio?
Yeah, no, it's the caption.
3 actual photos, then 6 shit posts. Enjoy. I don't know. Like, I've never heard the term shit posts before.
They're just memes. It's a lot of like
really
memes.
Unserious.
Yeah, women don't like
joking.
That.
Yeah, but also,
well,
I'm not trying.
Are you trying to say that this is for you?
This is all for me. It's for my
well,
own
that's
vanity,
what he's
going to
turn into in like 5 years.
I mean,
years.
Look at Reggie. I mean, that business picture is amazing.
I love it.
Tell me that that's not the best.
Yeah,
that's the best photo.
We need to reorder. This needs to be the first picture.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to be the second picture.
Yes.
This needs to be the third picture.
Yes, because that is what I look like.
We actually. Take that picture off.
No, wait. Yeah. Can you make that the first picture?
We take that picture off.
Can Reggie be the first picture?
Yeah, no. Reggie's going to be the first picture.
I mean, that'd
picture.
Be funny. We absolutely burned this photo. You look horrible.
Bro, that was an AC, dude. That was a fun night.
A fun night.
I mean, if you're going for like Jersey douchey, that's kind of serving
that's
the
why it's in there, because it's a joke.
That
was in upstate New York, yeah.
I would. Yeah, it's fine.
All right, you know what, Gabby?
23.
I didn't invite you on the podcast for you just to shit on my life. All
yes,
right?
You did.
You know what?
That's
that
exactly
shit works
what we did.
With plenty of chicks who are like,
yeah, like that
19.
Shit pulls,
the fact
man.
That you said chicks is insane. By the way,
that shit pulls.
Shit
man.
Works, bro.
Shit works with chicks all the time.
Dude, you know what my chill to pull ratio is? Like a 5 to 5.
What does
you know,
that mean?
You know what that means?
No.
So it's like an old like Jimmy Tatro, another YouTuber. Chilling is like chilling with the bros.
Sure.
Pulling is. Getting girls, so the perfect ratio is a 5 to 5. And if you could,
buddy, you're
you
always
five
that,
to yeah, five, yes, and
five,
five
to
no.
five. No, you don't know what that means. Just
yours
the
would be like
one is 5 to 5. Mine's like a 6 to 6.
What does it mean?
You never hang out with us, though.
You don't have what? I went out last night. I went out last night. You didn't.
Where'd you
go? You have a fun time.
I went to in Red Bank, Red Rock.
Oh, that's fun.
Or actually, Tommy's Tavern too.
Yeah.
Sure.
So bangs. But
so bangs.
Listen, I'm not
bangs.
So bangs. I'm not here. I'm not here to take shit. You know. So all
yes,
this,
you are. That's why I'm here. That's why you had me on this.
She's a comedian. Of course,
forget
she's going to make fun of us.
Forget the comedian shit. All right.
The
she just
shit.
Came on.
No one cares
she,
about that.
No, she just came on. To
I'm here as an artist, not a comic.
Oh God, true. Leave.
Okay, listen. I'm gonna edit. My profile. I might add a few more memes, but I don't take it
don't
seriously.
Don't add more memes. The whole point of this was saying take away memes.
I don't
so
take it seriously. Are you fucking taking a, oh my gosh. Dude, are you trying to do blackface? You cannot do that.
I'm not Justin Trudeau. Chill, okay?
Did Justin Trudeau do blackface?
He did. Oh my God. Piece of shit.
Oh my God.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
What were we talking about? I forgot.
Tinder and whatnot.
Oh yeah, no. Are my meme posts funnier than his?
They're both bad.
You said that the Reggie one was funny.
The Reggie one's not a meme. It's a funny photo.
Yeah, but if you know who he is, it's a meme.
All right, you know what?
Who is he?
He's just this online, and he worked at Nintendo. Oh. He was like the face of Nintendo America.
All right, you know what?
Oh, that's okay. No, that's actually funny. Yeah.
There's gonna be one girl, and I do have some people like, oh my god, I love Cody Ko too, and that's such a move. He's one of the most liked internet people in the world. Some people are like, wow, that Patrick Starr meme, so wet.
So wet?
Trust me. It's happened, promise like, you, dozens of times.
I promise you, she said, she was with her friend, she said, wouldn't it be funny if I said that Patrick meme makes me so wet?
Yeah, and then guess what? Joke's on you when she came over in my imagination and didn't actually happen.
I'm scared for you right now. I'm actively scared for you.
Okay, with that being said,
he was telling me not to give him a hard time on this podcast, but he's making it hard for himself.
But she can. Like,
the shit that you're saying, the shit that you're saying
about it's jokes.
Yeah, okay.
It's jokes, baby. It's jokes, baby.
I'm gonna go chill out with my chicks later. Okay?
Chicks, we're going to
meet. Yeah, Patrick Starr makes chicks so wet.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to DJ's. Go outside.
Baby
Patrick. It's a deformed baby Patrick.
All right.
Gabby,
I'm scared.
Gabby, is there anything you want to plug before we end this episode?
Yeah, I want everyone to follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to be an influencer. I'm trying to actually quit comedy, quit the business other than being an influencer. So follow me on Instagram at Gabby is Brian. And I have a Twitter too. Follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
Listen to my podcast, Unabashed Podcast.
Yeah.
For all you idiots out there, you know what that means? It means, like, not embarrassed.
Yeah, it means, like,
I thought you were going to, like,
go for it.
It means, smart.
It means, like, it's cool. It means, like, very cool.
It means, like, pretty chill. Don't look it up. Just take my word for it, Monmouth County.
All of Monmouth County.
Okay, so we're going to end out this podcast. Jared, do you have anything to say?
No, I think I'm good.
Just change that Tinder, buddy. All right.
Yeah,
mine's cool, though. ladies, check out. Ladies and gents, thank you for watching the 22nd episode of the MCM podcast. Once again, my name is Max.
JR.
D-Bag JR. And Gabby, of course.
Gabby Ryan.
Thank you for coming on. Guys, like, subscribe, send all your friends. We'll see you next week. Peace.